And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Ansley Litchfield head volleyball coach Jamie Smith. Coach, what a great day it was Saturday. Congratulations on watching your team qualify for state. I know that you are with these girls day in and day out. You get to see firsthand the work and the effort that they put into this journey. To see it rewarded the way it was on Saturday, I'm sure made you very proud as a coach.
Yeah, first off, thank you so much. And absolutely, this team, especially this group of girls, they are all around incredibly hardworking. Every day they come to practice and they're getting bumps and bruises. They don't take it easy. And that's something sometimes when we see it, we're like, don't take it easy on each other. You're not making each other better. And they will not. And it's been good and it's been rewarding. And I'm so proud of them. And I'm just so proud of how they play as a team and work together and you know, reward each other. It's just been such a blessing this year. It's been really nice.
We also saw the importance, Coach, of every regular season game, because with the way things lay out now for district finals, if you're the higher seed, you get to play at home in a district final. Your girls worked your way to that position. Just talk about being able to play at home in a district final.
Oh, that's incredibly important. You know, not having to travel mostly. Being in other gyms doesn't really bother us. We've worked really hard on not caring about the side of a bench or where we're at, but it's the travel time. You know, I remember 2 or 3 years ago when we drove to Stewart and played Myrna, and that's just exhausting. You know, so anytime you have the benefit of staying home, it's just good for the mental game. It's more crowd can come and support you, more family can come and support you, and you aren't traveling across the state. So important and rewarding, again, to have home court advantage.
I know that the season is a process. So where have you seen the greatest improvement from the beginning of the season to now?
Well, we started off really strong, which I guess I could use the word surprising. I knew we were going to be good, but I didn't think we'd kind of come out of the gate as strong as we did. And then, you know, I do think we, not faltered, but we kind of flatlined or maintained about two-thirds of the way through the season about the Ansley tournament. And we had to take a deep look. I had to take a deep look at myself. And we had some nice long talks and some chats and after FKC, just some realizations of things that maybe we were putting too much pressure on ourselves, especially me. That was something maybe I was putting too much pressure on myself. And after that, we all just kind of calmed down and decided, you know what, let's have fun, let's do what we can do, work hard in practice, and play the best game we can play, win or lose. And ever since after FKC tournament, it has just been a light. Every day has been enjoyable, every game has been enjoyable, and our attitudes are just uplifting, and you know, we're taking it point by point, not worrying about the next step, just let's worry about the next point, and it's just, so I would say after FKC, a shift in our mental game really, really has benefited us.
Coach, I talked to you about this just a little bit after the district final on Saturday, but I just love the makeup of this team. I mean, you have some experience. You've got the solid senior leadership at the top. You've got some freshmen who have continued to grow through the year. And then it's like you got everything in between. It's a really neat dynamic and makeup of this team.
We do. It's been a lot of fun. You know, the juniors and seniors have played together since third and fourth grade. You know, every other year, that was their team, the same team on the court now. So that's been real fun to watch them grow up together. In fact, we went through and all of us moms found some old videos of them in third and fourth grade and fifth and sixth grade and in junior high. But then to have some sophomores and freshmen come in and just to watch my older girls embrace them and help them and encourage them, you know, you can see them starting to get down. It shows me that not only are, you know, we're a good volleyball team, but more importantly, these are some really great girls that are on the team. They're going to make great citizens, and I'm just so proud of them overall with their attitudes.
Talk a little bit about your approach to your preparation this week in practice. Do you try to keep it kind of like business as normal, as if it's just another week? Is it a little different because of having to play on Thursday and the whole thing of a state tournament? What's your approach to things this week as a coach?
Well, we have kept it the exact same. We're not changing anything. We have a very strict routine we've done since day one of the season, and we're still doing that routine. We do scout teams, and, you know, if we see something that pops up, we might take a little bit of time out of practice just to kind of address that. But we don't change our approach. You know, we have become a good team and work well together by doing what we do. And so we're going to just continue to be us. We're not going to change a bunch of stuff, and we're sticking to our routine, sticking to our guns, sticking to our conditioning, and we're just going to carry on.
Final question for you, Coach. What will be the keys to success for Ansley Litchfield at the state tournament?
Well, I think first and foremost is not being overwhelmed at the situation. You know, even I'm probably going to be a little overwhelmed. I've never been to state as a head coach, so it's exciting. But we kind of have to do the whole Hoosiers thing. It's court's the same size. Everything's the same size. It's just a little bit bigger arena. But I think once we settle down, communication and moving, serving hard will be big keys for us to be successful.
Well, congratulations on all of the success up to this point. We wish you and the team the best of luck at the state tournament.
Thank you so much for all your support.